Thomas Jefferson, author of the Declaration of Independence and the U.S. Constitution, and third President of the United States, stated, "Truth will do well enough if left to shift for herself. She seldom has received much aid from the power of great men, to whom she is rarely known and seldom welcome. She has no need of force to procure entrance into the minds of men. Error, indeed, has often prevailed by the assistance of power or force. Truth is the proper and sufficient antagonist to error. It is error alone which needs the support of government. Truth can stand by itself. The God who gave us life gave us liberty at the same time. The hand of force may destroy, but cannot disjoin them." Patrick Henry, another founding father of America and the first governor of Virginia, stated, "The liberties of a people never were, nor ever will be, secure when the transactions of their rulers may be concealed from them. The eternal difference between right and wrong does not fluctuate. It is immutable. Should I keep back my opinions at such a time through fear of giving offense, I should consider myself as guilty of treason toward my country and of an act of disloyalty toward the majesty of heaven, which I revere above all earthly kings. They tell us, sir, that we are weak, unable to cope with so formidable an adversary. But when shall we be stronger? Will it be next week or next year? Will it be when we are totally disarmed? When a British guard shall be stationed in every house? Shall we gather strength by irresolution and inaction? Shall we acquire the means of effectual resistance by lying supinely on our backs and hugging the delusive phantom of hope until our enemies shall have bound us hand and foot? Sir, we are not weak if we make a proper use of those means by which the God of nature hath placed us in power. For my part, whatever anguish of spirit it may cost, I am willing to know the whole truth, to know the worst, and to provide for it. Is life so dear, or peace so sweet, as to be purchased at the price of chains and slavery? Forbid it, Almighty God. I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death." William James stated, "Dissent is the only thing that rescues democracy from a quiet death behind closed doors." And Edward R. Murrow stated, "A nation of sheep will beget a government of wolves." And finally, from John chapter 4, verse 4, "Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world."